The question of how memories are created is probably the trickiest question of all. And the shortest answer is, we don't know. And that's why there's so much intense research by a large number of scientists all around the globe using different experimental approaches in different animals to ask that question. So the answer you'll get to the question of how memories are created is going to depend on what level of detail you want in such an answer. On some level, we understand, or at least we believe we understand, that information is stored in brains, information meaning memories of our past experiences, that those memories are stored in brains by the brain's ability to dynamically and rapidly alter the number and strength of connections amongst the huge network of neurons that makes up the brain. And we understand a lot about how neurons, or relatively a lot, about how neurons do that. But if when one asks how memories are created, one means, how is it that if I say to you, remember the first time you drove a car, you immediately recall a very rich experience that includes what kind of car it was, who was with you, what period in your life, what else was going on in your life at that time, where in the world you were, what the traffic patterns were, and then you can immediately start to bring in other aspects of that. Maybe you were in high school and you remembered the stress of your upcoming applications for college, and you can immediately connect all of these events. We don't really have a clue in any deep mechanistic sense on how that level of memory really works.